This bamboo vessel was made to hold brushes. Its intricately carved surface depicts scenes from a poem by Ouyang Xiu, a celebrated 11th century scholar. Dismissed from court, Ouyang retreated to his country residence. In the poem, he describes the restorative powers of the garden and its surrounding mountains. On one side of the brush holder, visitors arrive at a country residence, leaving their horses and a carriage beside the bridge. Below the bridge runs a river, representing the separation between the busy outside world and the tranquil refuge of the garden. On the other side of the brush holder, gentlemen gather inside a pavilion. Together, they enjoy scholarly conversation and admire the landscape. Maybe they also pause to listen to the wind in the bamboo, a sound praised by Confucius. The scenes are carved with extraordinary expertise, down to tiny details such as the ribbon-like clouds that drift across the trees and the pavilion's roof. In the late 17th century, when the brush holder was made, there was a brisk market for finely crafted pieces such as this, which might sit on a scholar's desk. The prosperity of the late Ming Dynasty had led to a greatly expanded wealthy middle class whose members wished to emulate the traditional gentleman scholar's way of living. They commissioned beautiful gardens, fine china and lacquer, and carved objects like this one, which commemorates the poetry of just such a gentleman. If you'd like to hear an excerpt from Ouyang's poem, press play.